Proclamation number 0807 of 12th of March, 1939. Long distance effect of thoughts. The human being is most likely to recognize a supersensible power in the distant effect of thoughts, for then he must see all human intervention eliminated and admit that something is at work which he would otherwise want to deny. But if something obviously comes to light which thoroughly shakes the other will to deny. If a person is mentally influenced to carry out something which does not correspond to his own will at all, then the proof is given that another power makes use of the human being's will in order to express itself. This, too, is often denied and people try to explain it by saying that the human being's weakness of will is a pathological condition which is used by the strong-willed partner. Even this explanation, however, does not rule out the fact that one person can still have a mental effect on the other, but is rather a confirmation of it. For both the weak as well as the strong-willed person stand as completely separate individual beings, seen purely externally, in creation, which, however, does not rule out the fact that one power can determine them to be active in some way, and that this power, if it is required to a great extent, can also be imparted. Every thought is spiritual strength, it can therefore be requested, received and passed on. And this could be used far more on earth from person to person if love were inherent in people and a certain state of spiritual maturity eliminated the misuse of this strength. But where this strength is used in spiritual maturity, the thought life of a fellow human being can be strongly influenced already on earth. Recognizing this, great attention has to be paid to the transmission of thoughts, for this is evidence of the working of a strength which, seen humanly or earthly, one would like to deny. Amen.